we've been talking about the Cyber Academy, but I think it was important, certainly for me it is, to understand who they are and what it is that they do. Joining us on the line on Freedom Day, so thank you for taking the time to speak to us so early on a public holiday, but greatly appreciated in any event. Managing Director of the Cyber Academy, Jackie Knott. Jackie, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Hi, good morning. You're after Dancing Queen. I've been running this morning.
Brilliant. That's what we wanted to do. You know, we were asked by listeners during the course of last week. We played a song almost, not by mistake, but it was just one of the songs that had actions and dancing. And then they said, you know what? We need a 7 a.m. lockdown action song. and so that's what we've been doing every morning at 7. And it's actually a tremendous amount of fun. But
I must say I joined it, yeah.
Good. All right. So tell us about the Cyber Academy. We talk a lot about it on our show. You guys very, very kindly sponsor the COVID report, which has become a very important part of our day. But tell us about the Cyber Academy.
Yes, morning to all your listeners as well. So just from the Cyber Academy, you know, over the years, we've seen that it's really a need for us to familiarize ourselves with how hackers manipulate us as people to getting information from us. And as we know in our businesses, people are our weakest link. And what can we do to bring them up to speed and make sure that they familiarize themselves with this environment? So the Cyber Academy has gone and built a couple of short, powerful impact courses because we now time is always valuable when we're on the go. So we've got tiny nano courses that can be done right up to an 8-hour course where they get certification. We are also credited with Mexita, one of the CETAs, and we also give accreditation or recognition rather for CPD points. So all those professionals out there.
Okay. Yeah. That's incredibly important.
Every year you have to do your CPD points. So why don't just come and do some cyber training and get some CPD points? Our courses are fun, and they are. We've got daily examples that happens with businesses on a day-to-day businesses. So it's not far-fetched things that we can't relate to, because the cyber realm is a scary place, and most people don't even understand that. So we use examples that people can relate to. How do social engineering affect you as a human being? How do you need to be more aware and keep your businesses safe?
What's so interesting to me is that we all think we educated, and we all think we know, you know, we're too smart to be caught by this type of thing. But in the last few weeks, I've known of two people who really are no idiots that have landed up engaging. And I mean, one of them, unfortunately, it cost them a lot of money. The other person realized some way through this conversation. But it was so real to them about their bank accounts being frozen. They just had to verify some information and somehow they just got caught up in this. So I would imagine that education is critical on every single level, from a person who might not be working, who is staying home and managing maybe household expenses and finances, all the way through to somebody who is part of a corporate. Everybody, this is relevant to every one of us.
Absolutely. And the thing is, there's this saying, if it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true. And I think most people just do not understand. I think it's all got to do with technology. So if I've got I'm linked up with all this technology and things like that, that makes me more susceptible for attack. But that's not true. You know, hackers can, you know, attack you through so many various ways, through a telephone. How many times have we had someone from a call center phone us and be so convincing, and we give them some information because we believe them? Or we receive something from a reputable source or someone that you trust, and you give them that information without verifying, although there's this little voice behind you saying, you know, this doesn't look right, but you still engage. And I think when people start doing the training, they realize what it is that the hackers use to lure you in, and that, you know, puts them on guard. Mm. And if you're not going to put your guard up and start realizing this is the facts, you're going to be caught up and lose a lot of money.
So there's obviously what you referred to earlier, which I think is so important, is there's these sort of short courses, which sounds like general education. Then there's the courses for CPD points, and there's courses that are as you say, 8 hours, there's certification, etc. How do I decide what is relevant to me, to someone in my family, to an employee, etc.?
So what is really nice about our courses is, so even if you are a mum at home, or you are an executive in the office, or just a receptionist, all our courses are pitched for all of the levels. So the CPD, we've got recognition for that. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to do a different course. Mm. Then we've got more in-depth courses. One that I really think is a big need out there is our C-level for our C-levels, and that is typically an engagement where we do a desktop simulation for our C-suite and show if an attack happens, how prepared are we? Have we considered all the aspects? If all our systems go down and IT is doing everything they can to bring it back up, how are we dealing with all the other things, our staff, media, social media, and all of those things? The disaster recovery plan, is that in place? Who's involved in that? Does everyone know what their roles and responsibilities are? Yeah. And then is that bulletproof? But I think something that can, you know, is more important, and we've seen it with the COVID happening, is what is our continuation plan? Are we still having a business tomorrow if we cannot operate as usual?
I think this is so vital.
Those are all the things that we touch on. And obviously, we customize that to all the different industries, you know, because there's so many examples that we can use. And we obviously study your business and make sure that we relate to your business when we bring this training to the fore. So those are very more in-depth training. We've got IT training that's specific for IT guys. But on the CPD and the normal guys out there, all our courses is really relatable, easy to go through. We've got seminars and face-to-face engagement when that starts happening again. But definitely, while we're in lockdown, come do one of our online courses.
I think it sounds really absolutely fantastic. What was interesting was I was a quiz master on one of these online events, and somebody from your organization very kindly during the course of the evening, and we had a few hundred people attending, gave away a few courses for the Cyber Academy. And what we said to people that were participating is, are you keen? Who's keen on this? And the response was overwhelming, which showed me how needed these Cyber Academy courses are. It is almost as though every single person should make sure that they have gone through some form of a course, depending on how extensively they need the information. But every person should be aware of these of what you guys have to offer. So how do we find out more? Because unfortunately we are running out of time. But I don't want to. But what's absolutely vital is that we give people the information. How do they get hold of you?
Sure. So they can visit our website. So if they would like to enroll on one of the courses, they can go to our website www.thecyberacademy.co.za. They can also push through inquiry. If they're uncomfortable doing it through the platform, they can just send us an email as well, info@thecyberacademy.co.za, and we'll help them gladly. We'll give them a call back or by the telephone. Look out for our great cyberbullying coming out very soon for the workplace and for our kids. We see that is definitely an area that we need to expand on as well.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. That's Jackie Knott. She is the Managing Director, the CEO of the Cyber Academy.